Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. But the star of our show is the gentleman seated here right next to me, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic, the one and only, Fred Dreyer, the guy who brings the life and fun to this show each week, as you can tell right now as he grabs all sorts of good things. Oh, look at that. He's getting some of my jelly bellies right in front of me there. Thank you, Fred. Welcome. Oh, wait a second. Let me put this button here. Yeah. Now we can hear you.
Go ahead. Oh, here we go.
There you go.
Everything is good on this side of the room. How about you over there?
Everything is good right here on this side of the room. It's like same side. We're at SoFi Stadium. If you watch us on video, here's the deal. We're on CRN Digital Talk Radio on all the radio stations and all the digital platforms, the Google Home speaker, the Amazon Echo. Just say, hey, Alexa, play CRN1 on TuneIn Radio, and you can hear us. You can hear us by dialing on your cell phone, pound 250. It's a phone call. You dial pound 250. When the call is answered, they say, what's the keyword? You say CRN. They'll load our app on your phone, and you can listen to us wherever you are.
It's the best deal in town, I swear.
It's free.
It's better than joining Netflix.
Exactly. Thank you, Fred.
See?
You're the social media genius, as I've always known all along. And then we're on Sports Byline, all of their great radio stations. Sirius XM, oh my gosh, let me tell you, Sirius XM, channel 217 on Sirius, channel 203 on XM, 967 on their internet service. We're on video on Twitter, on Twitch, on Facebook, on Periscope, on Roku, Tiki Live, CRNTalk.com.
And the cartoon channel, aren't we?
I think so. I think that's coming up soon.
Warner Brothers Cartoon Channel.
Yeah, so we welcome you to the show. We got a big week here. How's your week been, Fred?
It's been not unlike yours. I've been trying to juggle several different things from the professional side and the non-professional side. You don't want to know about the non-professional side.
No, you don't want to know about that.
You don't want to know about that.
Stay, I'm not interested. And don't forget, on Facebook Live, we've got our chat room going, so you can chat with us if you would like to. All you have to do is make some comments there. Anyway, that's our show. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
See you next time.
See you next time. Abbreviated version. Stand by for Dodger baseball. No, we'll be back. We got a full
hour here. By the way? Anybody pitching over there?
No, I think Clayton Kershaw came in here because he's got a little excess energy after only
I saw him in the parking lot. He was just stammering around. He didn't know what the hell he was doing.
Throwing pretzels and peanut bags in the stand because he's got extra energy. He was only in there an inning and a third.
If I hadn't yelled at him, that truck would have hit him.
We'll be right back here in the Sports Lodge. Thanks for joining us.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love. Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I found that... That's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Each and every week at this time, we come to you from the CRN Broadcast Center, the Competition Radio Network, Sports Byline, and SiriusXM Channel 211, and we bring you the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, and lots of stuff. Say hi to Beverly. Say hi to Georgina. A lot of people tuned in. We're on Facebook Live. Want to tune in and check out the show Wednesdays. We do a show at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. That's when we're live on Facebook. And you can catch us up here on the weekends on this show on radio all across the country. Don't forget to download our app. You can take us with you wherever you go. Dial #250, and when the call is answered, they'll say, what's the keywords? You say CRN or CRN Talk, and then it'll load up our app right onto your phone.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
That's it. And it's very easy to go ahead and do that, Fred Dreyer. Really is the deal. I'm telling you that much.
Well, it's easy for people to, you know, we like to reach out to people, and we love it when you reach back. We're here for you always. We have lots to talk about in life. Sports is just a little bit of it, and thank you for joining us.
Now, Ray has contacted you at freddreyer@crntalk.com. That's our email address, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R.
Would that be Ray Foote?
crntalk.com. Yep, he says, great show, Fred and Mike. A couple quick questions from back in your Giants days.
Yes.
An old yearbook says you went on a canoe trip down the Amazon. If true, how was it? And please confirm, were you ever sent out on offense with the Giants? I swear I saw you at split end. Is that true?
Split end. Let's see. I was never an offensive player, nor did I take a snap or line up in an offensive position with the New York Giants. I think if Bobby Crispino was number 89, and he left the Giants. He was there from 61 to 68. I came in the following year, and Subway Sid Moret, the equipment manager for the Giants at the time.
Who was that?
Subway Sid Moret.
I love this guy.
He said, here you go, Super Rook. Here's your new jersey. It's just fresh off the griddle. And they said, here it is. It was Bobby Crispino's number. So I inherited Bobby Crispino's number, who was a wide receiver for the Giants.
89?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there he goes. There's the beginning of that. Now, let's get to the main crux of Ray's question here. An old yearbook says you were on a canoe trip down the Amazon. Is it true? And if it was, how was it?
Those are private moments. And
what does that mean? What does that mean? Give us a little taste of something. Did you do a canoe trip?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how that surfaced. I think it resurfaced when I was a holdout in 1970. I think it was.
Yeah.
And I was I was on sabbatical. I was different places at that time.
Okay, when you were a holdout. Now, Cody, yeah, who wrote to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, said, Mr. Dreyer, I've been a dear fan of yours ever since I was a child in the 80s.
Oh,
Hunter was and still is my all-time favorite TV show.
God bless
my
you.
Dad and I would watch it together every week. And anyway, I followed you here on Facebook, and I really enjoy all your posts. It's really it's a great hearing from you. Just wanted to say hello, Mr. Dreyer.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. I love hearing from people who remember the early years.
You know, this SB Nation article talks about you and a lot of different things that you've done, but it did not talk about the fact that you did throw, I believe, out of any TV personality in the history of television, in the golden age, before, after, in between, you threw more people off buildings than any other TV motion picture star.
Thank you.
And I think that's something you should be proud of.
I am. I mean, I'm pretty proud of that.
Spending guy.
Now, if you think about what's on TV today,
yes,
there's some very well-produced shows, certainly.
Yes.
And nicely acted and stuff, and whatever you want to say about the procedural aspects of detective shows in the last 20 years, that's fine. But there's nothing like a big stunt when you go to a 10, 12-story building downtown, and you see the team come in and blow those airbags up. Takes a couple hours to get those airbags placed and blown up. And then they position the cars around the bag. So when they have a long shot of the guy coming off the building, when I hit him, knock him out, and he flies off the building and the camera's up on the roof and you see the guy go out of frame, then you cut to the wide shot where the guy is now just going 100 miles an hour straight down. You actually see him drop and he goes past the cars that were in the forefront
because it hits
onto the airbag.
Yeah.
And it's really a great visual.
And
really a lot of fun.
Those were stunt guys, I would take it, that you knocked off the
roof.
No,
those are guys we just...
That you didn't like anymore. I mean,
those are the guys that we picked up on the way off the freeway.
Those were guys that you just say, hey, you want to be in
TV show? Hey, you want to make $5?
Yeah. And so you would use those guys, and that's pretty good. Nobody was injured in the filming of Hunter. Did he have injuries there at all?
Well, I mean, no to speak of.
No,
nothing serious.
Yeah. You did what, 7, 8 years on Hunter?
Yeah, 7.
Seven of them. Did you ever bring in any of your former NFL buddies that were trying to get into acting at all? Did you ever have them in there once in a while as a guest star?
No. They were never around.
They weren't around.
They weren't around here.
Yeah.
And
most were not actors.
And
no training.
Most of them, if not all of them, don't have an on-camera presence.
Really?
Yes.
Then how did you cultivate?
Well, there's some great personalities and great characters.
Sure.
For sure. But when you put the camera on somebody, it reads if the person is self-conscious or self-aware. It's a big difference.
Yeah.
Someone being self-conscious.
You have to act like the camera's not there and
become
that role.
Well, of course. You have to feel as though that you're just singular in the frame, you know, or interacting with the people there without kind of like looking around and looking like you know, the old cliche, you know, you got the deer in the headlights look.
Do you still act on occasion? Like if you're going out shopping or something, you got to go to the grocery store, I'm going to go in there as Rick Hunter and check out all the aisles. Do you ever go in and, or maybe somebody's trying to sell you something at the door, you come up and you're going to be the guy that just won't be sold on anything? Do you take on a role sometimes in
your
life?
Well, actually, I kept one of my fake flip badges.
Really?
Yeah, I have a flip badge.
Yeah.
I carry around with me. So when I go to the store every once in a while, work my way through through the produce section.
You flip the bag and say, Rick Hunter.
I flip the badge out and I just say, Rick Hunter, can I take a look at that celery?
Yes.
So I do that periodically, and it's a lot of fun.
It is fun. So people do that?
It's really a lot of fun.
I'm going to take a camera. We're going to do that someday and then become arrested and get thrown in jail.
Why do you have that badge? And I said, well, I'm here to make sure that this celery finds a good home.
It's because you're Rick Hunter, an LAPD homicide detective who didn't mind breaking a few rules to get a bad guy off the street.
Throw him off the roof. Get him down. Get him out of here.
Hunter, weeknights on the Icon Channel. Nobody can throw a guy off a building like Rick Hunter.
That's it.
All right.
Because you did try out for Miami Vice, according to that SB Nation article. Is that correct?
I read for a lot of things over the years and did not get
You almost got Sam Malone.
Yeah, of course.
On Cheers. Here's the deal. You were more believable in the sports background department because they was supposed to be a former football player.
Yep.
And instead, they thought that Ted Danson was okay, but he didn't look like a football guy, so they made him a baseball pitcher.
Well, that wasn't it totally.
Really? What was the true story?
Well, what the complete story was is that Ted had more acting experience than I did. And scenes as they made him a baseball player.
Okay.
Then they would go that way. And clearly he was the right choice.
All right.
Which doesn't mean that I couldn't have played it, but I would have probably done it a little bit differently.
Land's End, you were the first guy to do like a syndicated type TV show. This was in Cabo San Lucas. You wrote those, a lot of those episodes.
Well, we created the show.
Yeah. And I bet that was a big deal when you were filming in Mexico. I bet all the locals said, what's going on? TV show or something? Did you get like crowd to
watch?
I'm
going to tell you something. Cabo, Alaska Airlines exploded because of our show down there.
Really?
Alaska Airlines put in a direct flight from New York City to Cabo San Lucas.
Whoa.
So we brought in a lot of people. We got, Alaska Airlines gave us all transportation stuff because we told them this would explode your business. And boy, were we right.
And will they still do that now if you and I go for a flight somewhere?
No, they'll tell us to get the hell off the property.
They don't want us around at all, right? Who are you? Yeah. That's Rick Hunter, a guy who'll get the bad guy off the street. We'll be back here. It's the lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, Easy Knock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call Easy Knock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
Easy Knock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
We're back on the sports show. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show. The man we call the Sultan of Safeties. He had two safeties in one game. In the same period, for God's sake, same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter, from Land's End, from Crisis, from Agent X, you name it. List of movies goes on and on in TV shows. The one and only Fred Dreyer.
Don't forget the movie, The Fantastic...
What was it?
The Fantastic D.C. Collins.
Wait a minute. Let me write that one down so I get it in the next break. What is it now? The Fantastic.
It's one of the first things I ever did in Hollyweird.
The Fantastic D.C. Collins. What was that movie about?
Yeah, D.C. Collins was a kid who had special powers.
I got to pull that one out
there.
It was
done in 1980 or something.
That's great. The Fantastic D.C. Collins. Did you play the role of D.C. Collins?
No.
What was your role?
I played an intermediary, an interloper.
What was your character's name? Do you remember?
I have no idea.
You forgot totally.
No, I don't know.
You're the method actor. Yeah. All right, where are we headed here? Well, you came up with a genius idea.
A couple months ago, we had Dan Levitt, author of In Pursuit of Pennant. It gives the reader an inside look into the different cultures and challenges facing professional sports.
Baseball operations from baseball, you know, from the days of dead ball to money ball and everything in between. He knows all about the great teams of all times.
And how and why they were built and what is it that makes great organizations? You know, what are general managers, what are they faced with in not only spotting great talent, but maintaining the culture of great talent in their organizations? So he's with us. We thought we would welcome him and talk a little bit about what's going on in baseball today. Dan, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Yes, sir. And where are you? Where are you calling from?
Minneapolis.
You're in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We were just talking about those organizations, the Vikings.
The Twins.
So, Dan, tell us about this book. The book is called In Pursuit of Pennants. Why did you write the book?
Well, I think there's sort of been a vacancy of this kind of a book in the sense of the operational side. Why did some teams turn out really good and, you know, why did other teams not? There's been a lot of stories told about individual teams throughout the years, but what are some of the things that you can look at that blend teams together or that you can tie teams together that did things well and exceeded and, you know, created sort of long-term excellence?
So when you look through this, I mean, you got to be a student of the game of baseball. You went back and looked at some of the great dynasties and why they were great. We were just talking about this before. You know, I was reading another book called The Best Team Money Can Buy, and they talked about the Cardinal way. You know, they had like $27 million payroll, and the Dodgers had $109 billion payroll. And, you know, they were building from within the organization. That, to me, as a kid, was the way I always thought the good teams operated, but not so much anymore. And should they get back to that?
Well, I think there's still something to be said for what I'll call the ways. And, you know, the Cardinal way isn't just modern. I mean, Branch Rickey, you know, the great all-time general manager who introduced Jackie Robinson.
Before he went to the Dodgers.
Yeah, he started, I mean, he was on the Cardinals before the Dodgers and really introduced the Cardinal way. You know, the Oriole way were the great 60s and 70s. And I guess I'd say there's sort of three things that go into having a way. One is you have this training throughout the organization where, you know, in low class A, you're learning the exact same way to do things as you're doing it in the majors, and everybody takes that training very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I think the second thing has to do with what kind of players you're looking for. There's a Cardinal type player or an Oriole type player.
Right.
And, you know, in the Cardinals, they found a bunch of guys who can all throw 90 plus and, you know, don't seem to get hurt all that much. Of course, you know, pitchers get hurt, but they seem to have less injuries, and when Wainwright got hurt, it wasn't an arm injury. It was that Achilles he got when he was running. And then I'd say the third thing is you sort of have this institutional pride. You know, the Cardinals way, I mean, one of the things that you know, when you hear about it is that the players talk about how the institutional going all the way back to these days of Branch Rickey Howe, the great Cardinal organization. So I, of course, you know, there's strategy and then you have to execute it and create that. But I think that there really is something to these ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you on that. And you know, it's like there's just the spirit, there's the feeling there. It is with the players. It does start with the organizational attitude. I went to the spring training once 20 years ago, first time I ever went in my life, and I'm going there going, I'm going to watch them do sliding. I'm going to watch them make the double play. I'm going to watch them bunt. And instead, they were playing the baseball game, and guys had the model cars there, remote control cars, driving them out on the field and stuff. There was no attention to detail on anything at the teams I was watching. And, you know, I talked to the great Sparky Anderson on his show one time. And Sparky, you know, was saying, hey, there were sliding days. There were days that they had to learn how to bunt. All that's gone from spring training now, isn't it, Dan Lovett?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think certainly there's a time to let your hair down and let the players have fun and sort of create that atmosphere. But clearly, you know, you need to take it seriously in training matters.
Fred, you brought up the fact there's all sorts of different cultures in baseball, and Dan, you were answering that question saying that baseball has sort of changed here in the modern day.
And I think the teams that integrate the players from around the world into their teams are the ones that have done the best. So a guy like Pat Gillick, really, when he was one of the first guys to bring a lot of players from the Dominican Republic to his team with the help of great scout Epi Guerrero, who he had known. And what was, but they were integrated into the team, and so the team again had a really, you know, they had a great run, 86 wins for 11 or more for 11 straight years. So, absolutely, you got to make sure you integrate the players right, but you got to find them. You can't just rely on the U.S. draft anymore.
Well, not only that is that, you know, when I was I mentioned you know, the Dodgers used to have it called a thing called the Dodger way, and every player that came up through the organization at every level, single A, double A, triple, the big league club, and when they left, they took those fundamentals and skills
they had
and,
the Dodger
and that
way.
Discipline yes. with them. So that was known throughout the league, and. And so when the O'Malley's sold the team over to Fox, that wasn't carried through. And then when Fox screwed everything up and the team collapsed, they sold it to another guy, you know, McCourt, who didn't know anything about the history and about the fundamentals of what is important for a team. You know, in football, as you well know, Dan, you know, the team is known for a brand of football because of the head coach, and when a general manager and an owner go out and get a coach, they bring him in, and the coach tells them, this is how I want to run the team. Chuck Knox did that to the Rams for 5 years in the 70s, and then when he left, it was carried through for a while, and then the owner died, and then the people left to carry through all of this teaching and learning and stuff. You know, they left, and there was nobody there to carry it through. So it was in football, it goes through periods of times, and that's one of the reasons that a lot of these teams fluctuate so much in pro football. You know, and in baseball, you have a better chance of being good for a long period of time because they're actually going to college within your organization.
You have a fundamental. If they do that, though, that's the whole deal.
Yeah, but they don't do it. But they don't do it.
And the Dodgers had that guy Dan. What was his name? That was their GM for a while that brought up Ethier and made the trade and got some of those. But, you know, they had this kind of a feel. But nowadays they have these guys that are like number chuckers. If, you know, this guy hits better on the left side than the right side. And, you know,
it gets down to the macro stuff.
Yeah, it gets down to the player. The player knows. You take a guy like Adrian Gonzalez of the Dodgers. He knows when to shorten his swing and get a base hit and knock in some runs. And he knows when to swing for the fences. He's smart.
Right. No, I mean, it absolutely comes down to the players. And I'd say that in baseball, one of the things that the good general managers have done coming into these organizations is doing exactly what you talked about with Fred, you know, with Chuck Knox, for example, you know, Neil Huntington in Pittsburgh. I mean, there's a team that just had no culture and had gone through a bunch of GMs. And he really sort of turned that around, went out and got a bunch of young guys. They spent a whole lot of money rebuilding their farm system, signing young guys.
There you go.
In baseball, I think it's almost more on the general manager to change that culture, where you're right, like in football or college sports, it's clearly on the head coach.
You've got to build from within. I really think that's good.
Well, and I think that one of the things that this shows about today in baseball is how hard it is, because really every team has a smart front office and enough money to win. I mean, if you go back 10 years, you got teams like the Royals and the Pirates that were perennially out of it. You look in the 90s, a team like the Twins might have been perennially out of it in the mid-90s. Today, you go to next year, you wouldn't say any team was out of it.
Right.
Even a team like the Phillies, I mean, they got a bunch of young guys. You could make a case for them. So every organization, I mean, the bar is really high today in baseball.
Dan, tell us how we can order your book.
It's generally available at your favorite online book site.
Amazon.
It's also available at some of the bookstores.
It's called In Pursuit of Pennants, and the author is Dan Levitt. You mentioned that nowadays in baseball, it's keeping that pitching staff healthy.
I tell you what, is we've been talking about the Cardinals, and you know, they've been doing it as well as anybody. And I think one of it just goes back to who you end up drafting. I mean, they've been drafting and signing, you know, young guys who can throw 90 and seem to be able to keep healthy.
But you know, the Cardinals always show up. They always make great moves. And they always have a great pitching staff. Well, Dan, look, we sure appreciate you joining us and stopping by to talk about your book.
The book is called In Pursuit of Pennants. The author is Dan Levitt, L-E-V-I-T-T. Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much.
We'll talk to Dan again soon, I'm sure, and that's our show. If you miss anything, log on to our website at crntalk.com. Download our cell phone app. It's very simple. On your smartphone, you dial a phone call, #250. That's the number, pound, and then 250. Hit send. When the phone call is answered, they ask for the keyword, say CRN Talk. Our app will be downloaded right to your phone. You can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, on Facebook. It's facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And you can email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Final thoughts from Fred Dreyer.
Yes, please email me. Please tweet me. And I got to really get this blonde out of my van.
We got to tell that story someday. That blonde in the van in Arkansas.
It's really a good one.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward into art class.
A 4-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty using elbow macaroni?
With glue and art supplies from Staples.
By tomorrow.
Right now, 24-count Crayola crayons and Polly Pocket folders are just 50 cents each, and 1-inch binders are only $1.99. Everything on your list at amazing prices. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. Ends 8/27 in store only, limit 30.
Hi, Tom Baudette here. Just back from the Baudette family reunion, and honestly, I'm a little baffled by my nephew. Last reunion, he was still bouncing on my knee. Now he's hitting his head on ceiling fans. Good thing they stayed at Motel 6, where there's comfy beds with plenty of room to stretch out on. And great low rates, because, you know, teenagers, eating a week's worth of groceries for lunch. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on. For you.
This report is brought to you by T-Mobile. Travel is back, but so is inflation. Travel demand from consumers and business professionals is up, but higher prices and volatile airline schedules present unique challenges for summer travel, not to mention the struggle of staying connected while traveling. T-Mobile is here to fix that. Introducing Coverage Beyond, free in-flight connection, free high-speed data worldwide, and more. T-Mobile customers can now stream and stay connected in flight all flight long and right when they touch down abroad, too. T-Mobile believes your phone should just work wherever you go, even when you're outside the signal of its network. Right as travel prices are rising, T-Mobile continues to help customers get back out there and save money. T-Mobile customers now get a free year of AAA on us. And to help take the sting out of rising gas prices, its customers now get 25 cents off per gallon this summer through the week of Labor Day. Where can listeners go for more information? Visit T-Mobile.com/travel.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Back to school season is upon us. With a number of preparations underway for the whole family, cut back on time and money spent with an Amazon Prime membership. Take advantage of exclusive deals and convenient, fast, free delivery options on essentials like school supplies, groceries for school lunches, and more. That's not all. With Prime Reading, families can access more than 3,000 books and magazines, including free educational content. As a study break, you can also enjoy unlimited access to award-winning movies, series, and live sports with Prime Video or ad-free listening of 2 million songs, thousands of stations and playlists, and thousands of podcasts with Amazon Music. Best of all, Amazon offers a discounted Prime membership option for qualifying government assistance recipients, including SNAP, EBT, and Medicaid, giving families access to all of Prime's benefits at just half the cost of a regular membership. To learn more about the discounted option, visit amazon.com/qualify now.
Welcome back to the Sports Show. I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the All-Pro defensive end, the Sultan of Safeties. I'm talking about the acting and football legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. Welcome back to our show. We are proud to have with us Jim Ross.
Yeah.
We all know him.
Talking about
WWE
legend.
Hall of Fame announcer, barbecue connoisseur,
he's the
Fight
man.
TV spokesperson, and number one Oklahoma Sooner fan. Jim, welcome to our show.
Thanks, guys. Glad to be with you, and thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
It's an honor to have you, Jim Ross. I'm a wrestling fan from way back, and you are the guy. Good old JR. You were called matches forever. In fact, you were in sports going back to high school, weren't you? Didn't you play some baseball when you were in high school?
I played. I lettered 4 years of my high school football team and my basketball team. Believe it or not, I was a defensive specialist in basketball. I tell people. If there were only more than five personal fouls in a game, I might have been a star, but it didn't work out that way. But, you know, I love sports, and I was the only child, so my imagination kind of ran wild with me, and I was always influenced by, back in the day, Harry Carey and Jack Buck were my role models as far as storytellers are concerned, and I checked them out, you know, pretty much every night on my little transistor radio there in Oklahoma, so... they were the voice of the Cardinals. That was a big deal.
How actually did you get pulled into wrestling?
Yeah, how'd you go?
Well, it's an interesting thing. I love how you phrased that question, Fred.
How'd you get pulled into wrestling?
How did you get in that last marriage you were in that didn't last long? JR.
JR, give spilling.
I was going to call. I was a fan. Unabashedly will admit I was a fan, still am. I love the theater, and it's simple, and I'm a simple guy. When I was in college, our fraternity needed to do some things to rehabilitate our image, the dean of students informed us.
Right.
So we did a variety of fundraisers. At that time, the territorial wrestling promotion did fundraisers for nonprofit organizations, of which our fraternity was one. So I helped promote two events for our college field house, at our college field house, Northeastern State University. Used to be called the Redmen, but we know that's terribly politically incorrect.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that. Yeah, be very careful there.
Come on, Jim Ross.
Oh,
no, watch sorry. Out there, JR.
I'm sorry. I brought it up.
Take
sorry,
it easy.
I apologize. Now they're the Riverhawks.
Okay, that's better.
Take it from the LSU. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's a stellar name.
Yeah.
It rises the cockles of your soul when you're going to go play a game. But nonetheless, I met some guys in the wrestling business. They said, hey, we got a job for you after you get out of school. So I left school a semester early thinking, I'll just be gone a summer, and I'll have great stories to tell my buddies. And that little sabbatical lasted 40 years.
Wow.
And I'm still in the wrestling business in a certain sense. I've always said it cost me some gigs along the way. I get it. It is kind of like being the skinniest kid at fat camp. I get that. But, man, I had a lot of fun. It was just the locker rooms, the stories. It was a crazy business. And God almighty, I got in at the right place at the right time. We went from a one- or two-camera shoot to playing stadiums. It's just been great.
Well, you were also responsible for recruiting a lot of the talent in professional wrestling.
You brought a lot of them up there, JR.
Stone Cold, Steve Austin, John Cena, Kurt Angle, Brock Lesnar. You started off announcing, is that correct? And then you worked your way into, you got more involved in the profession, didn't you?
I started out as a grunt on the ring crew.
What's a grunt? What do you do? What does a grunt on the ring crew do?
Well, you unload. You put. You set the ring up.
Got it.
You tear it down. You set it up. You put it back on the trailer. You drive the next town. You take it out. You set it up. You know,
like
the
circus.
Deal.
Like the circus.
Kind of like a circus thing.
You know, Yeah, so I was a grunt, the lowest paid job on the team. But then I started being the driver of our boss, who was blind. So I became his driver. First time I rode in a Cadillac, I drove one. It's kind of cool. Nobody cares to anyone. You know, I say, well, when I say something along those lines, just Google it. You know, that was 74. So it was a big deal to me to come off the farm and get in a Cadillac.
Exactly.
So, you know, my dad said, boy, son, you must be farting through silk. So, something like that, Dad. Yeah.
Something good there, Jim. So you're doing it right.
I started doing that. Then I wanted to be a broadcaster, as I mentioned, and my bosses knew that. So I drove my blind boss, who was the color commentator on their television show, to Shreveport to do the twice-a-month television tapings. And the TV announcer was on vacation. He worked for the TV station. They had forgot to inform the wrestling promotion that their announcer was going to be gone.
Wow.
Wait a minute. You actually had a blind color commentator?
Yeah. I had never done a television broadcast in my life. So I'm sitting there with no headset.
That's some broadcast.
Two camera shoots and a blind color analyst.
This is good. I like this. And so how did they put you in that? Did you say, I can do it or something? How did you get the gig?
Well, they knew that my goals were someday to be the to do broadcasting.
Gotcha.
And get off the damn ring crew.
So here's your chance.
So I'd rather wear a suit than a pair of leather gloves and work boots to, you know, unload the ring apparatus. So
right.
That was a better deal for me. I like those hours. I like to, you know, so it was a better thing. And I was they gave me a chance, and so I ran with the damn thing. You know, I said I may never do another one. By God, I'm going to do this one.
Well, I'm telling you, I did a little wrestling. We used to go out with the WWE and then WCW when CRN first started, and we had a guy on Dynamite D that was had a wrestling show. And so we went on and did play-by-play on the radio for wrestling when you do the local shows, and I went to the Forum in Los Angeles. And I was just blown away because guys like Sting and Abdul the Butcher were in the ring, and they did come out and they took our big box that we used to keep the equipment, and they'd smash each other over the head with it, and they picked up our little telephone receiver and threw it, and oh my gosh, it kind of goes with itself. You got to just kind of roll with it. Everything sort of just happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, you got to roll with it, and you just provide the narrative that you see. I always say this, and I really believe, you know, I'm doing boxing now for CBS Sports Network.
Wow.
With good old Al Bernstein.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hall of Famer. Hell of a man.
He's good.
Good guy.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, good man. So anyway, I've always believed this in broadcasting. The game creates the music. The broadcasters are the lyricists. It's up to us as storytellers to put the right words with the scene that we're involved in. So in wrestling, if it was a real good match, it sounded like a real good match. If it was really good, I'd make it a little better, I hoped.
Well, yeah, Jim Ross, you're always the best. You're in the WWE Hall of Fame. You are amazing. And a lot of things people don't know about you. I don't know if Fred knows this or not, but we mentioned you played baseball in high school. Didn't you play a little football for a while, too? You were 2-time All-Conference, someone told me.
Yeah, I was an offensive lineman. Slow, white, no demand from me, but I did have real good grades, so that helped me when I went to college. But yeah, I played, and I also officiated for 20 years, high school and college football, basketball, and baseball. So I've always been a real sports guy, but I did get in the wrestling. I got drawn in, and I love the road life. I love the nightlife. I love the never was no off season.
Hey, Jim Ross, it's the whole thing is, when you got into wrestling, it was like a regional sport, right? Each different area had their own source of wrestlers. It wasn't a national thing at the time, correct?
You're absolutely right.
And so what area did you work? You were in the South, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got into 74, and you go back to those same towns every week. You had like a little milk run. And so the groupies knew where the motels where all the boys stayed at. It was Sodom and Gomorrah, those places. And I was a naive, early 20-something-year-old kid. And, hell, I didn't know what marijuana was. I didn't know what speed was. I told a guy one time, I said, man, I'm really tired. Wahoo McDaniel. Played football in the NFL, AFL.
Wahoo McDaniel.
I said, why? I said, chief, I'm really down. I'm really feeling like I got the flu or something. He said, here, take one of these. I have no idea what it was, how stupid naive I was. I trusted my fellow Oklahoma Sooner.
That's a mistake.
This is on a Monday.
Yep.
And I finally went to sleep on Thursday. Honest to God, true.
That was one pill.
Jim, and you
one pill.
One pill. And then who did it? Was it? How did it get organized? The National? Because there was Turner did WCW and McMahon did the WWF, correct?
Well, it came down to two big players in the yard. It was WWE and WCW. WCW made some erroneous decisions. Their upper level management bailed on them. The new brains behind TBS wanted a different image. And so WCW fell on hard times. WWE bought WCW. I was the EVP of the company at the time. So we bought WCW, and that pretty well eliminated all the national competitions there is.
Yeah.
And so right now, it's not like they have a monopoly on it, but does the NFL have a monopoly on professional football? There are other leagues. No, right? But
no,
really.
But yeah, for all intents and purposes, that's the big leagues.
Well, only there's only a couple of regional circuits going now, isn't there? Other than the
it's
national.
Just the WWE, I think, right?
Is that it? Just a national circuit? That's it?
WWE's the biggest brand in the world, the biggest footprint, because it's global to 160-something countries. I think maybe close to 200 now. I have multiple languages. When they do a pay-per-view, they bring in a Russian broadcast team, a Spanish team, a Japanese team, an Italian team.
These guys are world stars. These guys are world stars.
Czech Republic, they drink a lot of beer, JR. Jim Ross is with us. And Fred alluded to this. You brought up some of the talent, I mean, including The Rock, right? You were the executive VP, you had The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin, for gosh sakes, correct?
Well, you go out there and recruit those guys. You know, you gotta hit those junior colleges like Fred went to. You gotta go places that might not be quote unquote on the beaten track, but you gotta go where the athletes are.
Where did you find The Rock? Where did you find Dwayne?
Rock's grandfather was a wrestler. Peter Maivia, Rock's father, Rocky Johnson, was a wrestler.
Wow.
Rock was went through Miami, played for Dennis Erickson, won a national title there in football. Finally got hooked up for in the CFL with Calgary. He got cut from the Calgary Stampeders practice squad. He came back to Miami, where he was living, married, and had $7 to his name. And I was told by a friend of the family, Pat Patterson, that he was looked like a good prospect, that I should go scout and look at him. I did, and we made an agreement to sign him up on that day.
You went out to see him, what would you have him do?
I had him do drills, and I had him do drills in the wrestling ring, hitting basically for simplicity's sake in this conversation, agility drills.
Inside a wrestling ring. And now, Jim Ross, we should talk about this. You got a website. You've written some books. You got a podcast that we should get here on CRN. We got to talk to you about this. It's called The Ross Report. Are you doing that every week?
Yeah, I do it. It drops every Tuesday night at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific on Podcast One and iTunes, The Ross Report. Last year, I don't know what this means. It may be like my wrestling accolades, the skinniest kid at fat camp. I think that my podcast was acknowledged as a top 100 podcast in the business last year.
I would think so. I would think so.
Happy about it. I'm making a couple of dollars on it finally, and so.
And your barbecue sauce? You still got the barbecue sauce?
Yeah, I sell that online at www.shop.com in Ingles grocery stores throughout the Southeast, and we're just getting ready to cut a deal for Australia and. And New Zealand.
There's no stopping you.
There's no stopping. You got to come back here. What's your website, Jim Ross? You got a website?
JRSBARBQ.com. And hey, look, the main thing that I'm having so much fun with right now is the Fight app. FITE. It's a free app. If you like combat sports, boxing, wrestling, MMA.
Thank you, Jim. Hang on, Jim. Hold on.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health.
With just two glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We're back on the sports show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, neighbor Paul, joining us in just a minute. But we got Jim Ross here. And Jim, you said you have an app. It's called Fight TV, right? F-I-T-E-TV.
Yeah, it's spelled, guys, it's F-I-T-E, and it's a free app. You got a smart device and Wi-Fi, you're in the game. We specialize in hundreds and hundreds of hours of MMA, pro boxing, all kinds of MMA, different tournaments around the world. And, of course, pro wrestling. So we've got Bruce Lee movies. It's a combat sport app.
Fight, F-I-T-E, right?
A lot of the content's free.
F-I-T-E, and it's Jim Ross.
Jim, let me ask you a question. Who is the number one guy on the horn? Who's the best guy on interviews?
Oh, probably Ric Flair.
Ric Flair. You know, I got to tell you this. When I was went to the Hula Bowl in 1968, and on the beach out in front of the Maui Surf Rider Hotel, I run into Freddie Blassie. And I walked over to him. I said, "Mr. Blassie, my name is Fred Dreyer. I'm here with the football outfit. And I just got to tell you, I used to go to the Olympic Auditorium in Los Angeles and watch you wrestle and pound the hell out of Mr. Togo. And then afterwards, you used to go into locker room laments and put your finger in Dick Lane's chest and wear him out. I loved you, and it was fantastic." He looks at me and says, "Get out of here, you pencil neck geek."
That's great. Hey, Jim, he wasn't going to fall out of character and say, "Oh, thank you very much, young man. You're very kind."
That's right. I'm going to do that.
He's always the heel.
He's always the guy.
Always the villain.
He was
Jim
so
Ross,
good.
Don't be a stranger. Come back and be with us again soon. We love you. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, fellas. Have a blessed week.
Thank you.
You too. Fight TV, F-I-T-E, is his new app for you. Neighbor Paul, say hello, by the way.
Fred Blassie and Fred Dreyer together on the beach at Hawaii.
It was a memorable moment.
And you're going to be with Fred here hosting the show soon, am I right?
I am looking forward to it. It's an opportunity that
you're
will
going to Hawaii.
I'll be in Hawaii. The niece is getting married. We're out of time. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer, and email him, Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, at crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Hey, listen, this has been a great show for us. We're really glad you could tune in. And Mike, have a great time wherever you go.